A scholar recently advanced the theory that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is a modern borrowing of an old English poem which begins, Huit Rudolph Red-Nosed Reindeer. Actually, the opposite's the case. That version of Rudolph is a spoof composed by Philip Craig Chapman Bell. The real story of Rudolph is more prosaic, but nonetheless interesting. In 1939, a young advertising copywriter, Robert L. May, was given an assignment to create a giveaway children's Christmas story for the now-defunct Montgomery Ward Company. Ironically, after some doubts about the red nose and its implication of drunkenness, his superiors agreed and distributed 2 million copies of it. Rudolph was a big hit, in verse, that is. After 5 years of successful printings, Montgomery Ward's chairman gave May the full rights to Rudolph. May was in financial difficulty due to his wife's illness. Rudolph came to the rescue when May's brother-in-law, Johnny Marks, a well-known composer, put Rudolph to music. As an afterthought, he sent a home-recorded copy to Gene Autry, among other famous singers. All turned it down, and Autry had his doubts, but his wife talked him into recording it. Rudolph took off, so to speak, selling over 2.5 million copies initially. The recording changed Autry's career, moving him from a strictly country singer to the top of the pop's charts for the first time.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one fall,
in 1977, his version of Rudolph passed 10 million copies sold. One of the most successful Christmas songs of all time, right there next to White Christmas.